The John Doe investigation into whether Governor Walker's recall campaign, illegally coordinated with outside political groups, was halted by the state Supreme Court last month. But both sides in the case are still taking action in court.
The attorneys for the subjects of that probe are seeking to have a third party oversee the return of all the evidence collected during that investigation. Meanwhile, a prosecutor is considering trying to get the probe reviewed by the U.S. Supreme Court. The legal back and forth all along has largely been hidden from public view. Here to break down what we know is Jason Stein, state government reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jason, good to have you back with us.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So I summed it up a bit there. I mean, a lot of us, I think, thought that once that state Supreme Court thing came down, this John Doe probe was done in the courts. But there are still echoes and fallout going on. What kind of things are we seeing?
Well, so first of all, there's this immediate dispute about what to do with the evidence. As you said, you summed it up pretty well. The state Supreme Court said, look, prosecutors, you violated the constitutional rights of these targets, and you have to destroy everything, all this evidence that you gathered, and, you know, most of which we haven't seen. That presumably, though, has not yet taken place because the prosecutors have asked the state Supreme Court to consider its decision or reconsider its decision, and that is a hint that they're going to eventually appeal the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court. And you know, what they're doing is setting that up by giving the state Supreme Court a chance to change its mind, which of course they won't do.
So, but the thinking is they need to get some time. If they destroy that evidence, any appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court anywhere else is going to have a real hard time if the evidence has all been returned or destroyed.
Well, right. I mean, I think it would be at that point it would become pointless, right, because the basis that they would use for continuing their investigation would be gone. But presumably that would not take place because, I mean, again, the state Supreme Court has not replied to that request for reconsideration, and so, you know, presumably that'll all take place in a very deliberative way, and nothing, you know, no rash action would be taken until you get all the courts making their final determination.
So all this evidence that is supposed to be destroyed or returned to the people who are under investigation here, well, a lot of it has been leaked. Do we know how much of it has been leaked? What do we know? What are the known unknowns here? If I can quote Rumsfeld, yeah.
That's very good, yes. We don't really know how much was gathered. We know that a lot was gathered. Certainly, we know that a number of subpoenas went out to a number of conservative organizations. Several of the targets have maintained that large amounts of information were gathered, you know, either in the form of paper documents or, you know, electronic records, so like phones and hard drives and, you know, computers, other types of electronic devices. So all that is sitting out there. Again, some of it has been made public in these many lawsuits that have been filed over this in both state and federal court. But obviously there's still a lot of things that we don't know. And if there weren't, you know, if it were all public, I don't believe you would see this intense maneuvering over whether or not to destroy and return the evidence.
Talking to Jason Stein from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the echoes of the John Doe 2 investigation. The investigation itself hasn't been on for a while, officially shut down by the state Supreme Court last month. It is not completely out of the courts yet, though. Now, Jason, we've been talking about the evidence. Also, conservative political groups who had been investigated have been talking about and challenging the way they were investigated. And we have cases in the court from the first John Doe probe. That's where we got some new information as recently as last week. What kind of things are they talking about from John Doe 2?
Well, and the conduct of the investigation and the evidence that's you know, sitting right now behind seal are really linked up. And I'll give you an example of how. There are two different John Doe probes, the second one that was recently shut down by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and the first one that was ended by Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm a few years back. And in that first Doe, there was a recently one of the targets, a woman by the name of Cindy Archer, who was never charged with anything, made some allegations in court that her rights had been violated by investigators, and gave a description that ended up in court documents of this pre-dawn raid on her home, and you know had a number of assertions about how that raid was conducted. And then we recently had the first John Doe judge released an audio tape recorded during that raid, and that audio tape did not contain on it all of the things that she had said had happened during that raid. And so after that tape was released, you saw the attorney for one of the John Doe 2 targets say, whoa, 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 we want to make sure here that, you know, any recordings that may have been made of the raids on our clients' homes are not released into the public domain. And obviously in that second John Doe, again, you have the targets making claims about what happened to them during pre-dawn raids on their homes.
Now, we've been focusing so far on what the subjects of the John Doe probes are doing in the courts with the evidence and with the conduct of raids and things like that you just mentioned. You also mentioned earlier the possibility of trying to get this thing into the U.S. Supreme Court, prosecutors trying to make this happen to, I guess, reopen the investigation. Where is that as far as procedure or timeline, as far as you know?
Well, so a couple things. Number one, nothing is going to happen until the Wisconsin Supreme Court weighs in on this motion for reconsideration of its ruling. You know, once that happens, and there's no reason to think that the justices will change their mind, but once that happens, then the special prosecutor in the case, Fran Schmitz, will be able to decide whether or not to take that up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Again, he's not made public any decision, but the fact that he had asked for that reconsideration by the state Supreme Court suggests that that's where he's headed.
And what would they be asking the Supreme Court, in effect? Would they be asking them to overturn the decision made by the state Supreme Court here, or something else that would allow them to reopen
right.
the investigation?
Right. No, that's a good question. I think what it appears likely is that the special prosecutor had asked a couple justices to recuse themselves. Now, this is Wisconsin State Supreme Court mm-hmm. justices to recuse themselves from the second John Doe cases or multiple cases because the investigation dealt in part with conservative groups that had made independent spending on behalf of or in support of those justices on the court during their past elections. And so the special prosecutor had asked them to recuse themselves. They declined to do so or didn't do so. And so the most likely scenario is that the special prosecutor, if he appeals to the U.S. Supreme Court, will ask them to weigh in on whether or not those justices should have recused.
And as we wrap up, Jason, I imagine the tea leaves everyone is trying to read is, would the U.S. Supreme Court want to touch this case, and what would they do with it? What has anybody even been speculating on that yet?
Oh, sure. I mean, this is a state capitol, so we get lots of speculation about lots of things. But I think that the bottom line here is that, you know, there has been a case in the past, and I don't have all the details at my fingertips, where out east, at the level of a state Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court found that it is possible to have millions of dollars in spending, political-type spending, that can create the appearance or the need, you know, the appearance of a conflict or the need for a state Supreme Court justice to accuse.
And we'll be watching for that, Jason. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, of course. My pleasure.
That's Jason Stein, state government reporter at the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel.